Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Our Miraculous God. Let's pray. Father, we come today ready to receive. You're such a good, merciful God. We're so thankful that your mercies are new each and every day. We come today, Father, hungry and ready to receive and to apply this message to our lives to be a greater blessing to you, Father, in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks are going to talk today about this topic, our miraculous God. I was talking to a family member today about the eclipse that happened this week and how beautiful and awesome that was, and it reminded me once again about how amazing our God is. Think about the sun, for example. If God didn't put it exactly where it is, we wouldn't be here. If the sun was closer to the earth, we would all be burned up. If the sun was farther away from earth, we would freeze to death. Our God is miraculous and beyond our human comprehension. Let's start today in Job 5:9 in the New Living Translation. He does great things, too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. My friends, our natural mind can't really understand how great and marvelous God is, and the great miracles he's done and continues to do. Now, Job 5:8 in the Message Bible, what a blessing when God corrects you. If I were in your shoes, I'd go straight to God. I'd throw myself on the mercy of God. After all, he's famous for great and unexpected acts. There's no end to his surprises. My friends, we can go throughout the whole Bible on the great things God has done. He is a great, awesome, and miraculous God. Now let's go to Psalm 77:14 and 15 in the Amplified Bible. 14, you are the awesome God who works powerful wonders. You have demonstrated your power among the people. 15, you have with your great arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. My friends, our awesome God has worked powerful wonders, and we have so many things to be thankful for in our lives. Now let's go to Genesis, the Amplified Bible, the creation. 1. In the beginning, God created by forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. My friends, think about that for a minute. How many of us have created something from nothing? I think that answer is fairly obvious. 2. The earth was formless and void, or a waste and emptiness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Primeval ocean that covered the unformed earth. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. 3. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Folks, think about that. It was totally dark out. Aren't you glad God didn't say, "Boy, it sure is dark out here"? No, he spoke light, and there was light. Think about that miracle in and of itself and how great God is. 4. God saw that the light was good, pleasing, useful, and he affirmed and sustained it. And God separated the light, distinguishing it from the darkness. 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. 6. And God said, "Let there be an expanse of the sky in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters below the expanse from the waters above the expanse." 7. And God made the expanse of sky and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so, just as he commanded. 8. God called the expanse of sky heaven, and there was evening and there was morning, a second day. Verse 9, then God said, "Let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place of standing, pooling together, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. My friends, think about that. God had nothing and formed the whole earth, the heavens, the sun, the moon, and then the land and water appeared. 10, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that this was good, pleasing, useful, and he affirmed and sustained it. 11, so God said, "Let the earth sprout tender vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, according to, limited to, consistent with their kind, whose seed is in them upon the earth. And it was so. 12. The earth sprouted and abundantly produced vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them according to their kind. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed it and sustained it. 13. And there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. My friends, aren't you glad that God created the fruit, the seed? So if we plant an apple seed, we get an apple tree. Now verse 14. Then God said, let there be light-bearing sun, moon, stars, and the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be useful for signs, tokens of God's provident care, and for marking seasons, days, and years. 15. And let them be useful as lights in the expanse of the heavens to provide light on the earth. And it was so, just as he commanded. 16. God made the two great lights, the greater light, the sun, to rule the day, and the lesser light, the moon, to rule the night. My friends, think about the great eclipse we just saw, where the moon covered up the sun, and one of the many great miracles that God created in our solar system. Continuing on in verse 16, he made the galaxies of stars also, that is, all the amazing wonders in the heavens. 17, God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to provide light upon the earth. 18, to rule over the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it. 19, and there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. My friends, that's four pretty good days from God, huh? 20. Then God said, let the wonders swarm and abundantly produce living creatures, and let birds soar above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. 21. God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and he affirmed and sustained it. 22. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply on the earth. 23. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fifth day. My friends, notice God in his awesomeness wasn't confused about how he created people and the animals to reproduce, male and female reproducing offspring of their kind. 24. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to, limited to, consistent with their kind, livestock, crawling things, and the wild animals of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so, because he had spoken them into creation. 25. So God made the wild animals of the earth according to their kind, and the cattle according to their kind, and everything that creeps and crawls on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, pleasing, useful, and he affirmed it and sustained it. 26. Then God said, let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make man in our image, according to our likeness, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle of the entire earth, and over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. My friends, we're going to have to stop there now, but listen to that. God created male and female. Notice he didn't create 20-some different genders that humans have tried to create. He created male and female, and God wasn't confused. What a miraculous God he is. He created everything in this earth to be a blessing to us, and our choice is, will we be a blessing to him? Folks, our God is a miraculous God, and there's nothing more miraculous than what he did when he sent Jesus to pay the price for our sins at Calvary. Thank you, Father. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for your goodness and mercy. You're a miraculous God. Your miracles are amazing, Father, beyond human comprehension. But, Father, we choose to believe and have faith in you because we know you're a good God and you love us. And you desire for us to be with you in heaven. in these coming days and the soon return of Jesus. So we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he is coming back soon.